Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, celebrating 10 years on the air here at Free Fire Radio. 7:05 in the morning here on the 23rd of October, 2019, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Sue. Linda is on her way to the I don't know if people need to know this, dentist. This morning, but yeah, we're sharing. Okay, what's what look like?
Well, today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny and breezy and a high of 84 with a low of 56 under clear skies. And tomorrow, sunny once again with a low of 52 with a high wind advisory in effect along with a red flag warning. Now, the red flag warning is today and tomorrow, the wind advisory today. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 87 for Friday and a low of 53, 84 for Saturday, and 74 for Sunday as temperatures start to drop in the valley, with lows dropping in the 50s through Friday and starting on Saturday, lows dropping in the 40s. So definitely chilling down. Now, if you are planning on traveling, this just in, we do have traffic backing up at 299 at the Hat Creek Powerhouse. So apparently in that vicinity, this was just in. Also a traffic hazard at Shoup Road and Platina Road, and quite a bit of construction. Traffic also slowing at I-5 south at the Bonneview Road off-ramp. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports brought to you, and road reports, it appears, are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Operating out of Anderson, California, they have they've established themselves with a reputation for helping people, besides just providing just outstanding service. They continue to grow down there. They've won awards for hiring veterans. I mean, state-level awards for hiring veterans. They're putting 120-gallon tanks, size propane tanks, out on the property of those who survived the car fire, and they're rebuilding so they don't have to keep leaving their RVs or their trailers to have to go down and fill them up. And they're doing this free of charge. So many things that Shasta Gas Propane does for our community. You can give them a call at 365-3793, and there's always a discount for seniors and veterans. Okay, how's my level in there?
Looking good.
Okay. Uh-huh. Hey, I'm here with Robert Burke, and it's Wednesday. And, yes, we're going to have movie reviews every Wednesday morning, before Robert goes to school. And I just want to say in front of everybody, I think we talked about it already, that you were just outstanding in A Few Good Men.
Oh, thank you so much.
I thoroughly enjoyed the production. You guys, the only thing I can say is you had to tuck your boots in, tuck your trousers in your boots. But you know what? For the two, being in prison, usually you didn't do that. But there were some other people. But that was the only thing I could see. You know, I'm sitting out in the audience, but the performances were outstanding. The uniforms looked good. Everybody wore the uniforms correctly. Hey, you guys were right on, and you played a pivotal part in this thing. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything?
I learned a lot about the Marines. I had known nothing going into it, and you know, an actor when they get a performance, a lot of it is research, and you helped us out quite a bit with that, with your research for what it's like to be a Marine. And in being in the show, I already had a lot of respect for the Marines, but actually learning about their chain of command and learning about how strict everything is and learning about their lifestyle, I've gained so much respect for them.
And if the story is, and I don't want to take away from your movie review, but the story is about a colonel, a lieutenant colonel in the play. And that, I think you had him as a colonel. Anyway,
yeah.
who let his fears of people falling apart in combat and causing lives to lead that to something called Code Red, where the Marines would take care of it. Well, in real life, Marines would take care of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would never be, you know, we would, you know, officers would never know about it. Maybe some of your senior staff and COs would know about it. But in this case, it was ordered by him.
Yeah.
And it resulted in the death. And then he then tried to cover it up. So there was a failure in this man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a failure in the man. But the system worked.
Right. And the whole show is about how, you know, we always view authority as the highest figure and that they always know what they're doing. But this show is really about the fact that authority doesn't always know what they're doing. Sometimes they make decisions that end up hurting everybody when their intention was to help everybody. And, you know, his monologue at the end of the show where he's talking about all you guys did was weaken a country tonight. Everything he does is to try to strengthen the Marines, to try to strengthen the country. He has good intentions in everything he does, but the way that he does it ends up becoming so maniacal and evil that he completely loses what it is to be an officer.
What he should be, mm-hmm. and taking care of his people. And that's the part, you know, when I first saw it, I went, this was just a microcosm of things that happen. You know, I mean, we can take this up to almost anything. But in the military, we train our people to do, you know, to not to follow orders that aren't morally correct or legally correct. But people get carried away. Anyway, I just want to tell everybody, if you had a chance to see the performance, you would have enjoyed it. Hmm. John Welsh captured it. The young man playing the attorney.
Right, Micah Duclos.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him in other things, and he was spot on. But you played that young Marine that was caught in the middle of this and had one thing, and was that you were falling on the grenade, as they said, to save the unit. But indeed, you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, anyway, it's too late for that. Anyway, okay, it was at that end, you had to pay.
Right.
For that. And if you have not seen the movie, you need to do that.
It's a very
interesting show. Yeah.
It's a very interesting character, too, because I was talking about it with some people, and Dawson starts out believing so strongly in the Marines, and throughout the show, he slowly loses that as he sees more and more how they're corrupt, and based on his background...
How that one person was corrupt.
Right. And he learns really how what he viewed as the perfect place to be, which was the Marine Corps, ended up being a pretty bad place for him. And that's something I feel like a lot of us can relate to. What we want most in life, sometimes when we get it, it's not really what we want.
It's not what you think it is. The mm-hmm. grass isn't always greener over there. And then you can get into in positions where everything you believe in has now been shaken or taken away. I can just say that for me, after 32 years, everything I believed in the Marine Corps was still there.
Mm-hmm.
The young men and women over that 32-year career were the same. Fine young people. And anyway, but it was a great, great event. And I just want to say again, you were super in it. And I think you've got a future. I mean, what do I know about acting? But Linda loved it. And she talked about it for a long time. Okay, now, what movies?
So
in our last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. So this weekend we have 3 wide releases coming to theaters. It's a pretty slow weekend. It's usually a thing where right before Halloween, the weekend right before Halloween, there's not a whole lot of big movies coming out. In fact, a lot of the movies come out earlier in the month. So this weekend we have 3 movies coming out. They're all pretty small. One is called Black and Blue, which is about an African-American police officer who ends up getting hunted by the police for a crime, sort of, that she didn't commit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting-looking movie. I believe Naomi Harris is in it, or some sort of actress like that. Another one is called Countdown, which is a very interesting-looking movie about an app on your phone that tells you when you are going to die. And when people get it, at first it says like 30 years, 40 years, but some people are getting times like 10 hours or 10 minutes. And when they get these times, they die and they believe that it is because of the app.
Now, isn't there something out there this is based on reality, that there's something, I think, it's on the net, that if you plug into it, And I guess you put in information. It'll tell you how long you're
They actually released an app just for the movie called Countdown for advertising. So if you go on the App Store right now and you get the app Countdown, it'll tell you how long you have to live.
Is that what that was from?
The movie was created and then the Countdown app was created afterwards as marketing.
I can tell you what, if I was the producer of this film and I got the app and it said I had 2 days, they better be hiding. Because if I can find them in 2 days, they better check their Countdown app. Okay.
And then what's the last one? The third movie coming out is a movie that has kind of been through the production mill for years. It was originally supposed to come out in 2017, and initial reviews at festivals were so horrendous that they had to take it back, try to restructure the entire movie, do a bunch of reshoots, and it's finally coming out this weekend as the director's cut. It's a movie called The Current War, and it's about Tesla, and basically the war against Tesla and Edison for having the light bulb first. And it has Tom Holland in it. It has a lot of other great actors that
he's a good actor right now. Yeah.
And it has a pretty decent director, too. He hasn't done a whole lot of big movies. He did a movie called Me and Earl and the Dying Girl back in 2015 that not a lot of people have heard about, but it was a pretty solid movie. And I personally enjoyed it a lot.
Well, hey, Robert, people don't realize that there's a lot of pretty big movies that when they go out into the test audiences, they come back in and recut things.
Yeah.
World War Z with Brad Pitt. I think it was World War Z.
World War Z, right.
With Brad Pitt. They sent it out in front of the test audiences and had to bring it back in and reshoot the whole ending, I read.
And the budget went up to $200 million for World War Z. Because
and
of that.
It never made it back, did it?
No, it did not.
It wasn't a bad movie. I tell you, the scenes where where they were taking the wall, the zombies taking the wall, were just spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all GCI and all that, but still. Okay. I saw Linda and I went to see Maleficent.
Oh, really? I have not seen it yet.
3D. And I tell you what, it's a very interesting movie. And the photography in it and the 3D effects were pretty good. I don't know if little kids shouldn't go to it, but, mid-range kids, the only people in there were our age or a little bit younger.
That's the problem with the Maleficent movies. They're supposed to be Disney movies for kids, but they're a little bit
scarier
for little kids, so yeah.
Okay. I know you have to run. So one last movie that you want to tell people about that's coming up that you can't miss.
Oh, that you can't miss? Well, in limited release last weekend, I told you about a little movie called Jojo Rabbit. Another movie coming out this weekend that Reading is getting but not a whole lot of other cities are getting is called Western Stars, and it is about Bruce Springsteen and his latest album, and it's kind of a documentary about his entire life.
Oh.
And I completely forgot about that because it fazed me because it's not a wide release. Only about 200 theaters are getting it, and luckily Reading is one of them.
Okay, and that's called?
It's called Western Stars.
Western Stars. Okay. All right. I know you got to run to school, son. Right. Thanks a lot for being here. And again, accolades to you for your performance in A Few Good Men. And the whole cast, please pass this on to everybody. We talked about it on Monday, talking about how great it was. But I'm glad you're here. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States for cardiovascular. Their system they have there, for cardiovascular pain, for chest pain, it's a fully accredited chest pain center. They have board certified cardiologists, cardiac and vascular surgeons, and interventional radiologists tackling heart and vascular disease. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Michael Burt.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air at KCNR, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Thanks to you all and our great advertiser. 7:23 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going up to 83. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Any type of CCW training, advanced training, unarmed combat training, defense of your home, many, many more classes are offered through Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Hey, I'm here with Michael Burke, who is the father of Robert Burke, though they come in different cars, because you want to talk about an event you've got coming up.
We do. We have an event coming up with the Historic Grindstone Cigar Club. I'm a member of the Grindstone, and we were talking one day that a lot of us get asked, how come there's no place in Reading you can go enjoy a cigar? And there's a lot of cigar enthusiasts here in town. A
lot of them.
So we created an event called Stogies and Brew by the River, and we partnered with REMAPS, which is a nonprofit in town that really gives scholarships to kids that invest in other kids, so high school kids, young college age, young adults. that give back in service to others. Some of them are the Camp Hope counselors, and others work maybe with the YMCA or other nonprofits in town that help children. So some of the money being raised will go towards scholarships, but really it was about creating events where men and women can come together who enjoy cigars, and we put together an incredible lineup for the day. So Stogies and Brew on the River takes place Saturday, October 26th at the Elks Lodge. The Grindstone Club is, you've been there, so Carl, so you know what it's like, but it's
a pretty exclusive club. I don't think I can get into it now, but I could come down every so often as in invitations.
Yeah, and you
can sit down, but it's you can only have so many people, and I understand that I'm not worthy.
No, you're worthy. You've been invited in before. There's about 138 members now, and I'm one of three.
God help you. God help you if 138 show up at any one time at this event where it's at on Fridays, because the police will be there. The fire engines will be there from the amount of smoke that's going to be pouring out of the place.
Yeah, we have actually something that draws the smoke out of the room for us. Chet Sundy is a local psychiatrist, and he started the club back in 1999. He started doing research.
But the Grindstone's been going on for a long time,
It
went back from what?
Gold Rush.
Gold Rush times.
1870 is when it started.
And then it's just kind of it's gone out and then come back again. Mm-hmm. So it started again in 1999.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a pretty historical club here.
It goes way back. And part of coming into the club, you do a mission. And so you find out something about the history. It's really entrenched in history, this club. And one guy did it was Dan, one of our sponsors of this event. And he owns Dan's Optical. And Dan did a piece on...
What a great guy Dan
is.
I mean, he really is. He's been a sponsor of ours off and on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy. And he's helping sponsor Stogies and Brew. But he did a piece where he looked at members of the Elks and Rotary. And actually, the Elks Club and the Rotary Club of Reading kind of had a start in the Grindstone. A lot of the Grindstone members started those two organizations here in town. So that's how far back
it started out as business. I'm sure it started out as business owners, but now you have people of all walks of life in this. This is about as equal opportunity a group as you can get.
It's a leveler for sure. Yeah. Everybody's on the same page there, and they're all brothers, and it's almost like a fraternity.
You talk about cigars.
Yeah, we do. We smoke cigars. We talk about cigars. So what came out of one of those conversations is this idea of Stogies and Brew by the River, where we could have a community event. And then, of course, we have our own cigar band. A bunch of guys got together under the leadership of a guy named Charlie. He's our band leader. And they called them Bartosh, because Bartosh owned the Golden Eagle Cigar Store. And he was the one who owned it in the hotel over here.
Yeah, at the Lorenz.
Across street from the Lorenz, where the parking structure now sits. It burned to the ground in 1968.
That was years ago then. Okay.
This was many years. That's the last iteration. That was the second iteration, ended there with John Bartosh. And so Bartosh is the band. And so we're going to have a live band. I think it's about a six-piece band. And then with Woody's, Scott owns Woody's, and he's a cigar guy. And he's got a friend named Chicago Steve, who's a comic. So we're going to have a live comic who's hilarious. He came and had a cigar with us at the club when he performed at Woody's. We're going to have a live band. All of this is $25. And for that $25, you get one of our house cigars. We have a Smooth Diamond or a Philosopher King. Marcus Aurelius is in our logo, so that's where that comes from. And you're also going to get Woody's beer.
Okay.
So we're going to have we're doing an Oktoberfest theme, so we're going to have some brats available. So again, $25, you can get your tickets at Woody's. And I heard the lead into this spot was Tobacco and Brew. And they are selling tickets there also. So
and guess what I
get the door.
Guess what I have in my hand right now?
Two
tickets to Stogies and Brew on the River. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be from 3 to 6. So you get there in the afternoon, have a good time, smoke a cigar, you know, run into other people that smoke cigars, and just it's a very, very friendly group of people that's going to be there. And, I mean, and you become one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cigars are not restricted to guys. So
correct.
If you give me a call at 605-4567, before I could even say it, the phones were ringing, and you can score two tickets for Stogies and Peru on the river. I'm going to be there. I don't know if Linda will be there, but I will be there on Saturday from between the hours of 3 and 6, sometime in there, and go down and have my brat and smoke my cigar and have my Witte's beer and sit there and look at the river and talk to other guys. And I've been to events where there's been the cigars and this crew here. And it has been it is a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
It will be. We want to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino and the Redding Rancheria. They always step up to support this community. And
Redding Rancheria and Wind River do so much for this community.
They really do.
People have a tendency to ignore the things they do.
They're great partners.
There are great partners in this community. Like, you know, there's several other businesses around here. But when you're looking at things that they support, schools, fire companies, so many things that Wind River and Redding Rancheria do. Yeah, you just, it pains me sometimes to see how people forget that.
Agreed.
It's a vocal minority still.
And that's how this town works sometimes.
Yeah.
I do want to mention it is 21 years and older, so we will be checking at the door. We're using the north entrance. You'll get a band and a wristband, I will say. There's also a band that you'll be able to see. Mm-hmm. But it is 21 and over, so if you're under, this probably isn't the event for you. But if you're over 21 and you enjoy a cigar, or even not, because the music and the comedy alone with the food that you're going to have and the beer that you're going to have is worth $25.
Is the food included?
It'll be $5 for a brat or an additional beer, but for your $25 admission, you get a cigar and a beer.
Okay.
So that, and then.
And the entertainment and the music and all that.
And the entertainment, music, and the fellowship, and it'll just be a great time.
I think this is a great idea. And I think, have we given away the tickets?
Yes, we have. Congratulations to Michelle.
Okay. It's going to be great. It's going to be Saturday. It's at the Elks. It's between the hours at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Got to be 21 because there's going to be beer there. Stogies and Brew on the River. Michael Burke, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carl. Okay. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's 7:32 in the morning here on the 23rd. The Sports and the Show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, of course. But we've sent people over there who's had their fire insurance right here in the middle of town canceled. And, I mean, well, they're not going to be renewed, I should say. We're not going to renew your fire insurance. You live up in Sunset Terrace. Sunset Terrace. In the city, they're not going to renew it. We sent this individual over to Judy Maxwell. Not only did Judy find them fire insurance, she then switched all of her insurance over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial because, hey, if you're going to cut me out here, you may cut me out other places. You know, I that's what I would think.
Me too.
Yeah. So located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, I'm a sucker for fine Cuban cigars. The problem is I can't afford them. But last year I went and got myself a whole box. And just to be safe, I insured them.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's scorecard scribbling all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire is kind of standing behind the microphone sometimes. It burns. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Celebrating 10 years on the air, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, whether you're recovering from an injury or surgery or maybe something more than that, Ready and Home Helpers can assist you and your family for this. Sharon Clark will come up to your home, and she'll make a plan that fits for you and your family. And she'll be there with some professionals that she has picked herself and has trained herself. And all caregivers are licensed. They've passed background checks, all the DMVs and everything, and they're well-trained. You're not going to find better people than Sharon Clark and the people that she provides to help your loved ones. You can learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Ready and Home Helpers. Several things. One, Palomar Homes. We've had Jeb Allen on the show before, and, you know, people maybe don't realize, but Jeb Allen at one point, when he was young, was like the top dragster in the country, and if it's in the country, it's in the world. And then he went on to other things, and he started building, got in construction, and he started Palomar Homes. And as you know, they're building right now, but they're getting ready to open up their largest project. He plans to build at the Shasta View Drive and Rancho Road. They're going to punch that through, and they're going to put up 728 homes total, a park, and 14 acres of land out there for future schools. It's going to take him 7 years to complete. Palomar has built over 2,000 homes since 1991. And I think that's, it's another sign, or it's indicative of building homes like this. Means then that people will have homes, which means then that there's going to be jobs. They're looking at this. They're not going to build homes in the middle of nowhere on specs, thinking that, well, we might have people coming in. You know, Redding's going to grow, and this is just a great project here. It shows faith in the future of Redding. Now, do you remember back in 2012 when the state decided to raise taxes on all those rich people, those rich people who are the cause of everything being bad? Stanford University just published a 74-page report about that 2012 tax hike. It appears that it caused the wealthy residents to move out of the state at, and I quote, an abnormally high rate. An abnormally high rate. I find that interesting. And so you say, okay, but what kind of impact did that have on our tax collection? The tax windfall from that was reduced by 45.2% because people moved out of the state. And if you're looking around, you look at people you know, some of them are just waiting till they retire, so they can move. Where to? Well, we can look to the north, to Idaho. You can look to Montana. You can look to Texas. You can look to Tennessee. I know people moved to Tennessee. No state income tax. Cost of living is a lot lower. You can buy a house that, you know, you couldn't buy in anywhere around parts of California for a third of what it would cost you there and have a really nice house. Electricity is cheap through the TVA. I mean, it's just I'm just talking about Tennessee now. Texas, there's so many people moving to Texas that Austin has become blue. Boise has become blue. There you go. You start thinking about it. But when you get away from Boise, you know, it starts, you know, turning deep dark red again. But people are moving because they're tired of, one, the taxation. I don't even think it's the taxation. I think when you take a look at how they spend the money, how our elected representatives on the Democratic side, because the Democrats control it all. I mean, there's, you know, frankly, I mean, you get to that level, and I know some Democrats are going to hate this, but there's no difference. They're all, there's so much money that's flowing through their little hands. And so that when they do something, they carve something out to their biggest lobbyists, like the teachers or, you know, the SIEU. But people don't like the way the money's being spent. We're looking at people living on the streets, and we complain about homelessness. Why doesn't Gavin Newsom say this is a state of emergency and we have to do something about this? If this is an opiate caused by drugs and alcohol, then why isn't the state doing something? The state is the largest economy, sixth largest economy in the world, and yet we have all these people on the streets. We don't have housing. We're spending billions on people that come here illegally. Did you know in L.A. they're dropping off 100 a day illegals in L.A.? Oh, yeah. 100 a day in L.A. And, you know, L.A. is, you know, is large. Oh, yeah, they can take them in. 100 a day. It starts adding up after a year or two. And a lot of these people come in don't have money. They don't have jobs. They don't have sponsors, which is the idea about immigration. You bring people in for immigration. You know, if they immigrate to our country instead of migrate, if they immigrate to our country, they can come in at numbers that we can start, you know, we can absorb. But when you start bringing them in by the thousands and they don't have contacts here, they don't have jobs here. I'm not talking about people that came across the border years ago. And, yeah, they're here illegal. And something should be done about that. I'm talking about the ones, how do we assimilate them in? And then how do we pay for them? You know, when we're making these laws that if you're a felon, you can sit on boards. If you're a felon, you can vote. If you're a, you know, if you've been convicted of rape, you can be released from prison. It's not going to get any better. And this is why people are leaving California. If you are a person that wants to own a firearm in California and shoot it, there's something bad about you. According to the Democrats, there is something bad about you. We need to know what kind of ammunition you're buying. We need to know how much you're buying. You can only buy one gun. No, I'm sorry, it's only one gun. Well, what if I'm going hunting or something? I'm sorry, but it's only one gun. And if you haven't bought a gun in 5 years, then you have to pay $20 to the state to do a background check so that they may get it back to you that week. So then you can buy a box of 22 ammunition so you can go plink with the rifle. These are reasons that people are leaving this state. We really like Reading. Many people like Reading. Reading is perfect in many ways. In some ways it's not, but in many ways it is. But it will take something. There'll be something else that comes down the pike if they continue in this way. Taxes, moving the money. Oh, we're going to spend the money for infrastructure and then be told that they're going to be moving it into something else by Newsom. I mean, totally against what the election was about the initiative. Totally against that. Well, at some point, people are going to say, that's it. We know so many people that they've said that. That's it. They're building houses in other states. They're going to leave. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, it's locally owned, locally operated. Your friends and neighbors are there. Two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and at 192 Hartnell Avenue, which is on the O'Reilly's Shopping Center. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, but head on down there. Experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things like what happened in Europe at the Masters Cycling Championships that has got the whole world's attention. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:46 in the morning, 68 degrees, going up to 82 today. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Little white lies ringing in your ears. You turn around, come around, back on you. Well, that little white lie's catching up to you.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to you and our sponsors. Good morning, 7:50 in the morning here, and it looks like it's about 68 degrees out there. Going up to 83 today. Am I right here?
Around 84.
83, 84. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. We got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to get a jump start on Mike DeQuisto coming on tomorrow because I've got a lot of information that I don't think you'd have time for. What time is he coming on?
8 o'clock.
Okay, great. Now, listen, years ago, the Benton family left the city of Redding, 250 acres across from Turtle Bay, that flat across there, where the botanical gardens are located. During Mike Warren's reign, prior to the Sundial Bridge being built, they shaved off 49 acres and sold it to the Redding School Board or whatever for Turtle Bay School. And the other 201 acres was sold to the McConnell Foundation for $1.2 million, with the stipulation that that money had to be used on a pedestrian bridge, which turns out is the Sundial Bridge. That's another case of Mike Warren feathering his nest down there. So I hear about this Festival of Lights, and I'm all for it. I think it's a really good thing. I've been to the Christmas tree lighting in Ashland a couple of times, and it drags them in, and it's really a good deal. But I hear it referred to that it is on Turtle Bay's property, and I'm wondering, that was part of the Benton Ranch, and has McConnell's given that property or sold it to Turtle Bay and taken a tax cut, tax deduction on that? You know, this is just so much sharp penciling, giving away Redding's assets to Turtle Bay. Personally, instead of that tree lighting there, they should have it someplace else down, you know, someplace maybe in the parking lot or something. And the city of Redding should take that property back under eminent domain and put a boutique bunch of breweries and stuff down there right on the river because it's not being utilized to its full potential. But I brought this to Mike's attention. I sent him an email, and maybe he'll be able to answer who really owns that property. Okay. Are we subsidizing the McConnell Foundation with these lights?
Are we McConnell Foundation? I don't think so.
Do they own the property, the Botanical Gardens?
No, I think that belongs to Turtle Bay.
Then how did they get it? That was part of the Benton Ranch that was given away.
Okay, you know what? Let me take back what I said because I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't either. That's why I called and wanted to bring to everybody's attention ahead of time. So,
I've got
a great day.
I have that written down, Nick.
And, you do?
Yeah. Because I assumed, when you know what that means, I assumed that it belonged to Turtle Bay because it says Turtle Bay and it has Turtle Bay all over it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of assumptions that have been gone on about the Turtle Bay down there that were actually deceiving. Like, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago I started asking around. I said, who owns the property that Turtle Bay sits on? Oh, well, Turtle Bay. Well, it turns out the city of Reading owns that property, and a Mike Warren negotiated lease was for two 55-year back-to-back leases, and the rent was the improvements they put on it. And, you know, okay, that's fine and dandy. Who negotiates a 55-year back-to-back lease? And then, you know, we go down when they're going to sell those 14 acres to the McConnell Foundation. Archer Pugh's up there saying, well, the McConnell Foundation...
Wait a minute. What 14 acres did they sell? Are you talking about where the Sheridan is?
That's exactly what I'm
talking about. The McConnell Foundation doesn't own that property. Turtle Bay does.
That's right, but they paid for it.
For a part of it. There was a lot of other people, you know, also raising money for that, Nick.
Yes.
I mean, they got loans from like three or four different places. McConnell Foundation is just part of it.
Mm-hmm. But where did Turtle Bay get $55 million to pay for rent that wasn't required? And then they can't pay a prevailing wage that, you know, everybody's in favor of to build that down there.
It's already been built.
I know that. I'm aware of that. But the reason it switched hands was because they didn't want to pay the prevailing wage because it would cost too much.
The reason it switched hands was because they had two different arbitrators come in there and say how much it was worth.
Two, they had four different appraisers. Appraisals.
Yeah.
You know, and they were actually offered more money than what they sold it for.
By Alan
Shuffleberger.
I know.
So, you know, it's quite a twisted tale when it comes to Turtle Bay. And so who are we paying $500,000 to for a light parade if, in fact, McConnell Foundation owns that property? And if they don't own it, how did it get into the possession of Turtle Bay?
I tell you what. That's a good question. I have it written down right here, and I'm going to, you know, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to call it the Quisto today and say, this is a question I just need to have answered because the people want to know. How's that? And we'll start off the show with that one.
Are you referring to me as the people?
You are. You're a representative of the people.
You know, I've got an idea about the casino, too.
Okay. I really would like to talk about transgenders, but you know what? This is more important. What is it about the casino now?
Well, you know, I'm starting to feel bad because I've been on the forefront of they've got enough. They've got a monopoly on gambling. They've got a monopoly on a
they have
a
enough.
Place where they
no,
can
no, wait a minute. They have
inside.
A wait a minute. They have enough. They have enough.
Yeah, I think
then
they've got enough.
Were you on that same?
I've changed my tune, Carl.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
You know, I think they should have a monopoly on gambling. Why should another bar have slot machines in it or a card game? And they have the monopoly on being a business where people can go and smoke and do their pleasure. I think we ought to let them be the only place in California where you can serve alcohol and smoke cigars now that we've come up with it. Heck yes, and maybe that'll even things out for, I don't know, a bunch of white people stealing their property. I know I wasn't in on it, and none of my ancestors.
I don't think I was in on it either.
Okay, well,
I'm not in for reparations in any form, but I am in if you own the property. You know what? The thing is when people say, and I know you were kidding, Nick, because I know you, you're a fine man. But, you know, when people tell me you've got enough, I look back at the people who are saying that, and I think, well, whoever told you you had enough? I mean, if somebody came
that.
To me, and when I was trying to do this FM station, when Linda and I decided to invest our money and our time and the effort to bring us up to an FM station, well, you know, there could have been people who said, you had enough. I mean, it goes to the FCC. People could have written in and said, oh, no, they have enough. They have that AM station. That's enough.
Well, if you only had an AM station and you're the only one in town that can have one, I would say, yes, no, you don't need to be on FM. You're the only AM station in town.
Well, we're one of the few. We're the only one that's left that's singly owned. Does that count?
Well, I don't know what else is singly owned in our country anymore. All our small businesses are going out. You've got to be a corporation to even avoid tax laws and liability laws anymore.
I wish I could, you know, somebody needs to tell me how I can avoid the tax laws. And I've got to run. I've got to run.
He's a pretty sharp pencil.
Who?
Mike DeQuisto.
Well, I'm going to call Mike today. He's probably listening right now and say, Mike, who owns the land down there? You know, Nick's telling me that it could be McConnell. Is that true?
Well, you know, that contract's been changed 7 or 8 times since its inception, and I've only seen the original contract, so who knows how they've snuck around behind our backs and changed things. That's my point.
Those pesky elected officials. Hey, Nick,
that's
thanks.
Right. And hey, the movers and
by
shakers.
The way, Nick, you want to do a shout out for your business here?
No.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
But I tell you what, Nick's business is outstanding. I can't think of anybody that's better at it. All right. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Have a great day. Bye.
You bet, buddy. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to have Celestina Traver join us as soon as the news is over.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Dutch Thomason. President Trump about to deliver a statement from the White House regarding the situation along the Syria-Turkey border. On Twitter this morning, Mr. Trump is touting a big success on the border. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on Capitol Hill this morning. He's talking about plans for a digital currency called Libra.
Facebook will not be a part of launching the Libra payment system anywhere in the world, even outside the U.S., until the U.S. regulators approve.
Zuckerberg telling the House Financial Services Committee that China is moving quickly to launch a similar payment system in the coming months. The second-ranking Senate Republican says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's prescription drug proposal definitely not what the doctor ordered.
The Pelosi drug bill is a bad prescription for the American people.
Majority Whip John Thune says Pelosi's bill would damage the very system that's giving most Americans the prescriptions they need.
Her legislation would impose government price controls on as many as 250 medications.
Thune says Pelosi's bill would restrict Americans' access to life-saving drugs and future innovations.
Upending the entire American health care system is not the answer.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A wildfire threat may prompt Pacific Gas and Electric to cut power again to thousands of people across Northern California. PG&E's Bill Johnson says it's not something the utility wants to do, but
we share the governor's focus on public safety and on preventing catastrophic wildfire in our state. And that's the sole intent of the Public Safety Power Shutoff Program, to prevent catastrophic fires when electrical equipment can spark because of vegetation.
Raising questions about whether stringent environmental regulations have blocked the utility from properly maintaining areas around electric transmission facilities. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 76 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
A shocking discovery in southeast England. Police have found the bodies of 39 people believed to be Bulgarian migrants inside a container truck.
The horrific discovery was made late at night in an industrial park to the east of London, in the town of Grays. The local police chief called it a tragedy, saying it may take a long time to identify the victims. Police have arrested the lorry driver, a 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland, on suspicion of murder.
Police have not formally tied the deaths to human smuggling, but such a link is suspected. Ukrainian President Zelensky urging lawmakers from the Parliament's Finance Committee to take a lie detector test amid allegations of bribery. Zelensky says that lawmakers who are caught up in a corruption scandal should take the polygraph test in order to prove their innocence in the case. News and analysis at townhall.com. Fatalities from traffic crashes are down in the U.S.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says nearly 37,000 people died on the nation's roads last year, a drop of 2.4% from the year before. The agency attributes that in part to the safety and detection technology built into newer vehicles. But pedestrian deaths rose 3.4%, and the number of people killed on bicycles went up 6.3%. NHTSA says it's possible the increase is due to more SUVs on the road, taller vehicles that make it harder for drivers to see pedestrians and cyclists. There's also been a spike in fatalities involving large trucks over the past decade. Some are criticizing the Transportation Department for not requiring automatic emergency braking devices or speed limiters on big rigs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your town hall of the air, celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to you, our listeners like Sonny and Joe and so many others out there. And we're completely lost what I was getting ready to say right there. Anyway, but welcome. It's 8:05 in the morning here. And we have here on the 23rd, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue, what's it look like for weather?
Today in the North Valley, sunny and breezy with a high of 84 as overnight lows drop down to 56. We could see wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour today. Tomorrow more the same. And a high of 86 under sunny skies with lows dropping in the 50s. Now, we do have a high wind advisory in effect. Also, a red flag warning in effect today and tomorrow. The wind advisory pretty much today. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 87 for Friday, 53 for Friday night, Saturday sunny and 84, and a low of 49 for Saturday night, then sunny for Sunday, and a high of 74. So definitely cooling down in the North Valley as of Sunday. It is mostly clear in downtown Reading, definitely windy. Red Bluff is 75, 74 in Anderson. It is 68 in the city of Shasta Lake and 72 degrees in downtown Reading. And just be aware, there's lots of road construction in and around Reading. We do have traffic that has backed up at I-5 South at the Bonneview. This is the South Bonneview Road off-ramp, also on 299 near the Hat Creek Powerhouse. So just be careful in those areas. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, and weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And today we have Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, with us. And,
good morning.
And as we start out, I have a message. Sungold. Good morning, Sungold. And I want you to know that your grandson is the one that works for us. And we just found that out the other day, and he is just a fine young man. So just thought I'd let you know, because I see you in the chat room today. And yesterday, Ken Murray was on telling us how we need to bring the draft back, but we can only take them from the upper 3% of the wage earners. Because those are the people that are the richest people in America. And if you took 65,000 of recruits from just the upper 3%, those are people who probably whose parents are, you know, the captains of industry, politicians, movie stars, and all this. And this would, he said, would change the whole dichotomy of decision making of when we went to war. And I said, I think you're, and the guy that wrote it is a former Marine, wrote the article for Time Magazine, is a former Marine, Silver Star recipient, Purple Heart. The guy, you know, the guy's been there and he's went to Yale. And he says, we're, you know, we get into these wars because it's the poor people who fight the wars.
Correct.
Well, I just, you know, when I heard that, I don't believe that. I just don't believe it. And like people say that, oh, it was all those draftees that went to Vietnam. If you look at the statistics, you're going to see that most of the men that fought in Vietnam were enlistees. They were not draftees. They volunteered to be in the service. And then I've got my Cracker Jack crew back there.
Hello.
Hello. They looked up about where do the enlisted recruits come from. Now, these statistics are a few years old, but this is what they found. That one quarter of enlisted recruits, a quarter of enlisted recruits come from the wealthiest fifth of U.S. neighborhoods. Less than 11% come from the poorest. So when you look at overrepresented and underrepresented are people that make from 33,000, families make 33,000 to 42,000, 18%. People that made less than 33,000 were only 10%. But when you get up to the 42,000 to 51,000, you get 21%. And you get to the 51,000 to 65,000, it goes up to 24%. But when you get into the 62,000 to 246,000, which is middle class and upper middle class,
yeah,
it's 25% of our recruits come from those areas.
Interesting.
So when people tell me, oh, it's just the poor people that are fighting the wars, that's not true. These kids that are fighting come in for a variety of reasons. Many of them come in to serve their country. Now, these statistics are a few years old. I'm not saying they're 100 years old, but I think they're within the last 10 years. So we could probably look up the latest ones.
It would be interesting.
And here's the other thing, too. Is every one of those recruits that came in at that time knew they were going to go to a war. They knew they were going to go to war because we were at war. That we were in the middle of Fallujah. We were in the middle of Ramadi. We were in Afghanistan. They knew they were going to fight. And I saw this one. It was just pathetic newscaster. There's many of them that are pathetic.
Right.
And it's hard to identify.
That one down.
It's hard to identify which one is the most pathetic. But this one was saying, those poor kids, you know, they're being sent to fight. You know, that's not what they came in for. Wrong.
They knew.
They knew.
They prep you in boot camp. They prep you in your schooling.
Was there anybody that didn't know we were fighting in Iraq? No.
No.
People knew we were fighting in Iraq. We were losing people. And yet these young men and women enlisted, you know, a lot of them enlisted in 2001 after what happened on that dastardly attack on the World Trade Centers. But then, from then on, they still were. And they knew they were going to a war. The kids from right here in Reading that I know that joined the Marines, four of them joined the Marines, they were all in combat. They all knew they were going to go into combat. So, you know, and so to say that, oh, we're taking the poorest people and they're fighting the wars for the rich people. I heard that the other day at a dinner party, which ended in result of me saying terrible things and having to apologize later on, not to that person, but to everybody else, that, you know, the they're stupid to fight the rich man's war. And I said, that's not why they can win in. And that a lot of the people... And I noticed, you know, that their son wasn't in the military. And, you know, and I noticed that a lot of the politicians' kids aren't in the military. I don't know if there's any kids in the representatives from California, whether they're senators or congressmen's kids have been in the military. Joe Biden, I think, son was the only one that was in the military, and he was kicked out for drugs.
Interesting.
Okay, Mayor Pete was in, and Gabbard out of Hawaii. They both served.
I don't think
the rest of them did.
I think patriotism is in the heart, not in the pocketbook.
No, it's not.
And so I think that you find people from all sorts of economic standards with that patriotic need to fight for our country and defend our country and to have a calling. And I don't know if one has anything to do with the other. I think that some people are just, no matter how much they make or where their family comes from, they just have that want to, you know,
well,
go out there.
Ken used, again, out of the article, the guy wrote, he said, only 12 graduates of Yale or Harvard, I guess. I think it was Harvard, wasn't it, Sue? Died in combat. But yet, 64 out of this school, which is smaller, it was from an inner city, were killed. And I said, you know what, but that's apples and oranges. You know, the officers, you know, if they graduated from Harvard, the probability is that most of them went into the officer program.
Right.
And they could have been aviators. They could have been who knows what. And the kids coming out of the schools, high schools, were probably into the combat arms, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, a lot of kids come in. They come into the combat arms. And so to, you know, to try and say, oh, well, only 12 here and 64 here, obviously it's the poor people. No, you got to look at the jobs. And you know this.
Yes, you've been in.
You've got to look at the jobs people are in.
Yeah.
Like, you can take a kid out of that school that went into, let's just say, jet repair mechanic. He may be in country, or she, but their chances of being shot or blown up are really low. However, if you go into Special Forces or you go into Marine Infantry or the Army Infantry, you're going to be out there mixing it up.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was basing it on apples and oranges, and they were wrong because most people will read that because there's only 1% that are fighting the wars.
Yeah.
I have no idea that his statistics, while they were right, were totally misleading. Not Ken, but the article.
My family wasn't poor. We weren't wealthy, but they could afford me to go to college, and I chose not to.
You were upper middle class.
Yeah, I was around middle class. And I went to college. I chose Shasta College because I wanted to be here. And then after that, I decided I wanted something different, something more. So I was raised by a World War II master sergeant, and all my brothers, I have four brothers, they all served. So I really wanted to also serve. So I went into the military, and I was enlisted. But I chose enlisted, and I chose military police because that's what I was interested in.
Well, there's always that chance you could get at that nightclub and just wail away on people, right? Because down deep, right?
So down deep.
Down deep, I really wanted to drop the hammer on somebody. Bad guys.
Bad guys. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it was, you know, and at no time did I ever think about, oh, I'm middle class and I can go to OCS. Even if I wanted to go to OCS, I could have stayed in college and done it, but that's not where my calling was. That's not what I wanted to do. And I didn't see that the enlisted and my MOS was any less than, because our support is important as well. And I saw the jobs as in, of course, I wasn't going to take a secretary job or anything. Nothing on secretary's job, but it wasn't who I was.
That's not what you were going
to
do.
It wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to break the mold. But that never was a decision. Oh, I'm middle class. I can go to OCS. I didn't want to, even though I could.
Well, I was, you know, I'm enlisted first, and then the Marine Corps and its infinite wisdom sent me to OCS. The only thing I really wanted to do was you know, get off mess duty. And then you find out when you're a second lieutenant, you're on mess duty again.
But Everybody wants off mess duty.
Yeah, they call it something else. We've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business, by the way, local business here in town that just gives outstanding service, voted best in the North State. I can't think of anybody else I would – you know, I wholeheartedly recommend Alliance Heating and Air to work on your heating systems, your cooling systems. Are totally professional. They're there on time. They take care of your property. They make sure that their people aren't tracking mud and everything through the house or anything like that. They're just totally professional. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we'll be right back with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and she has all types of things to share with our veterans.
I'm true down to the core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. And today we have Celestina Traver with us, who's a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And the we're talking about veterans events and veterans things for the veterans. And so we talked a little bit at the first segment about the draft and serving and all this. So good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You've got brought a lot of information in here today.
We are packed full of information because it's that time of year where we have Veterans Day and the holidays, and there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, and it starts this week, this Thursday and Friday.
It does.
We have at the Shasta District Fairgrounds our our North State Stand Down.
Yes.
This is really an important event. This is for homeless and needy veterans, and it's not handouts there.
No.
What they're doing is we're trying to make sure that they have one of the benefits that they've earned.
Correct.
But we can, you know, it can also be helped with medical, vet will check their animals, and the results of this have been in many cases that this was what they needed to get them back online so that they became productive citizens again. And in fact, some of them have, you know, they come back every year to help out because it made a huge change in their life.
Yes, they do. It's remarkable. You know, there's veterans. We have so many benefits for veterans that there's no need for our veterans to be on the streets at all. I think when I started, we had about 238. Now we're down to probably about 88. So we've made a huge dent in the last 2 years of getting them off the streets. And there's a lot of things that stand in their way. Child support costs and back child support and drugs and alcohol, PTSD untreated, traumatic brain injuries that have gone untreated, you know, and it just goes on.
For decades.
For decades.
For some of them.
Yes.
So what this does is it, for the first time they realize, well, I do have that. And
yes.
They can, you know, they can be tested for it and they can get the help they need. So, you know, I had a friend that said, you know what, it was 20 years after Vietnam. He said, I just thought I was just angry. I just thought I just wasn't really a nice guy. Until he started realizing that, well, maybe I do have PTSD.
Some underlying issues that
they
need to take care
of.
What's really cool is the VA clinic's going to do medical checks on site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have someone to cut hair this year. We have glasses and eye checks. We have, we are also, if you don't have your DD-214 or any of your records, we are going to order them. We're also handing out bus passes, for everybody attends, and comes by our booth. And,
are they going to be able to handle some of the, minor, court infractions, perhaps? They had that a couple of years ago.
Not this year.
Not this year. Okay.
Not this year. The courts did request that if they wanted to be, they would like to be involved, but they need to do it on tele, like a video conference.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
I'm thinking that maybe the stand down committee is thinking about moving towards video conferencing the courts in. And the district attorney's on board, and so that maybe next year, that's our goal.
That's not very hard to do, really.
It's
we do it all the time. If you just look at Skyping something in so they could, you can push it into a bigger screen.
Yeah.
So they can talk to people.
It's the Wi-Fi thing at the fairgrounds, I believe.
We got Wi-Fi down there because that's the way we do it.
Okay.
So it's possible to do it. You just have to, if they need some help, we'll be glad to act as technical advisors.
I think we need a techie down there to help out with that. But this year, a lot of the county offices are going to be down there. I believe we have about 38 different table set up,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be an amazing time. And volunteers, we're looking, you know, we're always looking for volunteers to come down and play games with them or talk and have lunch with them or breakfast with them and just talk to them.
Or moving things or things like that. It's something that it goes on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, or just Thursday and Friday?
Just Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, clothing, hygienic items.
Anything.
Everything.
Socks, okay. Blankets, yes.
Right. And they always need volunteers.
Yes.
So do you know who they would call for that?
It would be Dave at 605-8114.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, if you want to help out with that. Yeah, Dave.
Dave Cockrell.
Oh, yeah, Dave Cockrell. All right. Okay, now that we got your Power to Seniors, so you're going to we're involved in that.
We are involved. We both are involved.
We are. Linda and I are going to be serving soup that day from 3:45 in the morning to
3:45 p.m.
I mean, 3:45 p.m. till I think it's like 5:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
I hope we get the good soup.
Yes.
It's all good
soup.
Oh,
the pumpkin.
Oh, it's all good soup. I don't want the pumpkin.
Oh, I love the pumpkin.
I like the, they come in there with some great soups. And then all the proceeds are going to go help the Shasta County seniors avoid utility shutoffs.
Yes. Heating can be expensive.
Well, especially when they, we already talked about haircuts out there, Frank. You didn't hear that part. Haircuts at the stand down. Okay. Yeah. Then, Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots. We're a drop-off center, and I'm asking everybody to help us fill the box of unwrapped toys. We're looking for Barbies, G.I. Joes, G.I. Janes, bicycles, scooters, models, puzzles, you name it. Please come by and help us fill up the box. It's just an unwrapped toy. You just drop it in the box and go. Really easy.
Okay, the other thing, too, is that we're going to have one of those here, too. And last year we filled up a couple boxes from our listeners that just came in and brought stuff. And that worked out really good, too. But it all goes to kids around here.
Yeah.
It's not, and they take them, they're on the rolls of, I think, of the Salvation Army, that they know the people that need help. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't go to kids let's just go pick a group of people. These are kids that, there may not have a Christmas if it wasn't for this.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 and make an appointment, which I'm going to do today. So get my hair, trimmed. Up again. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great place. It's 8:31 in the morning, 70 degrees, going up to 85 today, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5. And 1460 AM, your talk radio here in downtown Reading, blasting away for 10 years, and it has been a great ride. We are enjoying it. Thank you so much for our listeners and our sponsors. And one of our sponsors has been with us the whole time is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is, if there's anything that he doesn't know about repairing windshields, it hasn't been invented yet. He's been to a variety of schools. He can fix that chip in your windshield or cracks over 2.5 feet in length. RVs, I see him lined up there as he's fixing those chips they get on the road to keep them from cracking. And if you're listening to this and you're getting ready to, you know, take your RV someplace, this is a place to go to. And he will not waste your time. He will take it in. He'll give it a free inspection and analysis, and then he'll tell you if he can fix it or not. If he can, he'll fix it, and he'll guarantee it for life. A veteran-owned business, 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. I'm here with Celestina Traver, and who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who helps. How many people a year do you help?
Oh, my. Well, we have over 15,000 veterans in our area, but that's not in taking into consideration the widows, their families, their mm-hmm. dependents, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, you can double that number.
Exactly, 25,000.
Let me give you an example of Bob McIntosh, you know, as everybody knows, a hero of mine who passed away not too long ago. But, you know, it wasn't just Bob we helped. I should say you helped. But it was his wife, his widow. And then not only them, but the families, you know, when, yeah. you know, trying to get all this stuff done. And they were some other place, and they weren't as, you know, they didn't get involved. But you did.
Yes. Difficult.
Yeah, this was a difficult case.
It
but
was.
You, I tell you what, we needed to get something done literally in one day.
Yeah.
Literally in one day, which usually would take a week. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you turned it around in one day because we were under an extreme timeline that God gave us.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't a bureaucratic timeline. It was something that was happening with Bob. And I can't thank you enough, Celestina, for you and your people. But this is the same kind of stuff same kind of support you give all of our veterans.
It's a heart job.
It is a heart job.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're appreciated enough. No, I really don't.
Kind.
I don't think you're – I think the people that work with you appreciate you.
They do.
But I
we
think people that who are not veterans, who haven't had anything to do with this in oversight areas, could do a lot better. Okay, now, we talked about Toys for Tots. The Rob a Salute to Veterans. This is huge. We're going to be out there.
This is huge.
We're going to be out there.
Huge.
Every radio station is going to be out there.
Good, because this is our huge fundraising event for the year. And we raise money with Cornerstone. The Raba. We're stakeholder with Raba and Cornerstone Bank. Mm-hmm. And together we raise money to get bus passes for our office. And last year we raised over $5,000. Our goal is $7,500 this year. And so we're going to have a drive-through.
Yep, it's going to be Thursday, November 7th from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes.
Linda and I will be there and Trish will be there on Thursday from 7 to 9. We want you to come by. It's right there. It's easy. It's at 192 Hartnell Street. It's there where the Cornerstone Bank is, and it's a huge parking lot. And you're going to see us. You're going to see Patrick and Billy. You're going to see probably Don Burton and Heather, and who knows who else will be out there. And we're, you know what? I'm telling you, come on by, honk your horn, and I will run out there and get your money, and I will, or your checks. And all of these go to veterans.
Yeah.
And what this does is our veterans, a lot of veterans don't drive.
Correct.
And this gets them around town, gets them out to REU. It gets them down so they can do shopping.
Yes.
Medical. They get down to the VA.
Yes.
This is a big thing.
To our office to get benefits.
To your office to get the benefits they've earned.
Yes.
Not entitlements.
And one other thing is our elderly people that are, we are getting more and more, they can't drive anymore because their eyesight's going or because they just don't feel safe driving their own vehicle. So this is a good way to get them out to walk the Sundial Bridge, our wonderful trails. It gets them out. It gets them exercise. There's so much to see in Shasta County that we don't want to forget about all the amenities. They can go to Turtle Bay, and it gives them a bigger lifestyle.
It does.
Better lifestyle.
And it does give them a better lifestyle. And, you know, the fact is that all of this goes to our veterans.
Yes.
I mean, every one of these goes to a veteran. And how many did you hand out last year?
Oh, my goodness.
It was in the thousands.
It was. No, well, about.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. We hand out on the average between 40 and 55 a month.
Okay.
And then we also share with our stakeholders. Like we share with HUDVASH, Department of Veterans Affairs, and we share with FaithWorks. We share with VRC, Veterans Resource Center.
Which is another unsung hero of the area. It helped get all the helps get veterans off the streets.
Yeah.
In fact, they ought to have Veteran Resource Center and you give a talk to our city council about this is how we got so many veterans off the streets.
We should. That's a great idea.
Because we're spending millions, and I'm not seeing anything, you know, happening. So in other aspects.
We're kind of the silent. We get them. We don't really tell a lot of people.
No.
We just take them. They come in. We take them. We get them housing, and voila, it's done. And I think we haven't really told a lot of people that we house veterans, you know, and we have a whole bunch of stakeholders to help us with that.
Not only that, training.
Yes.
To get them back into the society.
Absolutely.
With jobs. So that they go down to a couple of these different homes. They're there for a period of time, get themselves straightened out. They go through programs, back into training, and then they go become a – they then get a house or an apartment because they've got a job.
Yes.
And now they're back in society.
They're back in
society. Huge successes. Yeah, people don't – you know that – and we're not seeing that.
We don't talk a lot about it.
We don't see that in your average.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talks about the homeless problems. Maybe they should talk to you and the VRC. Well, how do you guys do it?
Yeah, we do it, and it's just so simple. We have it down, and it's a wonderful process. And we need to talk more about the what we are doing. Yes, we have homeless, but what are we doing to house them? And we are housing them. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we got the big Veterans Day parade, and Veterans Day is coming up.
Yes,
it is. November 9th, Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. Linda and I are going to be announcing the parade again.
Excellent.
And we love that. And you all got to have a float this year.
We have a float. First time. We're moving up. You know, it used to be the car and the VSO, and then we had we hitched a ride with the 132nd Engineers, and we did it together with them. But this year...
You got your own, huh?
We have our own float. Yes.
What's it going to be?
It's just a tribute to veterans.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to...
Is it going to be like an 18-wheeler pulling a 46-foot...
Absolutely. If you're going to go big.
Go big.
Yes.
That's right.
And no, it's going to... What I did is I invited all of my team everybody that works at the Veterans Service Office and their families to come join us, because what we are a team. We're veterans serving veterans, so what best to thank everybody in the crowd, wave at them, and pay back. And what I like, you know what I like? I like before the parade to go around and talk to all the other veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go talk to the Korean War veterans and the Military Purple Heart and say hi. It's kind of like this little family reunion thing going on.
No, it is.
It is.
And I tell you what, everybody, if you haven't been out there, take the opportunity to go on out to the city of Shasta Lake. Get out there. You can get it. They're serving breakfast, a pancake breakfast, yeah, between 6 and 10 a.m. And at down at the firehouse, which is great.
It is.
Pancake, sausage, coffee, orange juice, all that at a very nominal price. Then you can have lunch afterwards, I think, at the it's in there someplace. At the Elks, or not the Elks, but the Moose Lodge or something.
Lunch. You're invited to the lunch. American Legion Post 720.
It's at American Legion Post.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be on the 10th. It starts at 10, but get there early, get breakfast, get yourself a good seat, and you're going to have over 100 entries. This is the largest Veterans Day parade north of Fresno.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yes. And
okay.
I wanted
bands,
to...
horses, military vehicles, parade groups.
A tank. I love that tank.
I love the tank.
I wanted to, real quick, because I won't be on the air, I wanted to thank all the men and women that in military service that honorably served our country, because I won't be on for at least a month. And I wanted to shout out to everybody and say thank you. We appreciate you.
Well, you know what? There's also during that time, there's several Veterans Day events. One, of course, out at IGO. There's... there's going to be one at the that'll be on the 11th, of course, at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one down here at the Elks Lodge has one.
Yeah,
they do a toast.
11.
And then there's another one down, I think, at the Veterans Grove. Or am I wrong about that one? Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, that's must be Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Okay, for that one.
Yes.
But they also have something down in Anderson, I believe.
Yeah, it would be nice if we would, maybe Anderson can give us a call at our office.
Yeah.
And 225-5616 and let us know what's happening down in Anderson.
Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that you all are doing for us. But we also want to talk about PG&E and the shutoffs. I think we dodged a bullet this time, but... we got hit last time, and we want to talk about what that
how
impact
it
has.
Them.
Right. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 8:46 in the morning, 70 degrees, going up to 85 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Stop me now.
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70. With a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We have Celestina Traber with us at 8:51 in the morning. It's about 69 degrees, going up to 85 today, here on the 23rd of October, a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I hope that didn't catch anybody by surprise. It's hump day, hump day. Okay. PG&E, how did it hit the veterans?
Oh, my goodness. So
probably like everybody else.
I know. You know, I don't know how it hindered everybody else. But I know that with our veterans, they have specific illnesses or diseases or health issues that really need PG&E. And one of them is a CPAP machine. A lot of our veterans are on a CPAP. A lot of our older veterans, Korean War, World War II, are on oxygen. And I know a couple of veterans that had to seek hotel out of the area in order to have electricity, and they don't really have the money for that, and I think that's unfortunate.
It is too. And you know, it's where ought to be something that we ought to be able to have something for them, that, you know, the portable oxygen.
Yeah,
they should always have that. And one lady called and very upset that they knew that it was going to be turned off, but they were told it was going to be turned off at, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 in the morning. They turned it off at midnight, and that could have been disastrous.
Right.
But they were able to transition into that. But she said there's other people that, you know, that if they're by themselves, they may have died.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, the VA does not give portable oxygen. It's very difficult to get portable oxygen containers on the go for our veterans. They like to give the big ones that you have to plug in, and that causes a lot of havoc and problems.
Okay. Now, you're going to be gone next week.
We are, Troy and I. We're going to a mandatory conference to learn about legislature, all the laws, and what has changed with the VA so that we can better serve our veterans here. I like to stay on top of everything, so we will be gone all next week. I do want to remind everybody that that means I only have one VSR on the floor.
Right, so and let me slow things down.
Yeah, it's going to slow some things down, so please be patient with us and know that, you know, we're out of area and that we will help you this week as much as we can. You can call in and leave messages, and we'll get back to you as soon as we get back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I want to, before we finish up today, we've got like 5 minutes, that death preparation. Now, this sounds cold, but as you're going, you know, you don't want to leave your loved ones without some kind of protection, but it's a lot more than that, that yeah. Information that you should have on hand that's going to help.
Yeah.
As you get older, you know, you may need aid in attendance. Well, there's a whole lot of information you have to give to Celestina and her staff to be able to get this. And this is another benefit that you've earned. If you've been, you know, if you were served during combat times, not necessarily in country, but if you served in, let's just say in Vietnam, and you were off the coast of Vietnam, or you served during Vietnam. One period of wartime service doesn't mean you were in Vietnam, but during that time, then you rate a benefit called aid in attendance, mm-hmm. which can help pay for some of your expenses if, you know, you've been suffering from, you know, just old age.
Yeah.
And you need some help.
You need some help cooking.
Yeah.
Cleaning.
Right.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about veterans coming into our office without their wives. And I want to really encourage our veterans to start bringing their spouses. And where we're seeing of widows coming in, that their spouse was 100% service-connected, but they knew nothing about us, and they're coming in 10, 20 years later because they heard from someone, and they had no idea that that veteran was coming to our office or had come to our office in the past. So I want to invite all veterans to bring your spouses with you, because it's a family thing. You know, when the veteran passes, the widow is left there with, what do I do? She doesn't have a checklist. And we have devised a checklist. It's a death checklist, surviving spouse financial checklist for you. We hand it out. And this is for young and old, because I think that something tragic could happen to a young person, not that we want them to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have a death notification checklist on hand. And it goes down to government agencies, their phone numbers, who to call, what you need, financing companies, banks, Social Security, things like that. It goes into credit reporting agencies, and this is really important because we don't want fraud, that Social Security number to get out there and someone take over that your credit report. Memberships, we wanted to go over memberships. We go over all kinds of different things that maybe you haven't thought about. And what you do is you take this list with you, you put it in a file, at least you have it and you're prepared.
Yeah, and you know, and you've got to be prepared, and it could just be as simple as picking this up from the office.
Absolutely.
And going through it, make sure that, okay, is everything set up here?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have all the account numbers of, you know, here's the credit cards, here's the insurance policies, here's who you have to talk to, you know, and all those kind of things.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's at any age.
You should
have this.
I had a couple widows come into our office, and I actually called her into my office, and she's like, I don't even know where our banks are. I don't know what the name of their banks are. I don't know our account numbers. He took care of everything. What do I do? And so what we had to do is walk her through it, you know, and ask for her to call a family member to come visit her, go through the paperwork with her, have her bring them in and have us kind of help her get a list started.
Yeah, and, you know, and ladies, if your husband wants to take care of everything, because sometimes it's like that, you know, especially the older people, it's time for you to get involved here.
Absolutely.
And just say, okay, look, if you don't want me to handle this, then you handle it, and let's go on down and see Celestina.
Yeah. Come down and see us. We'll help you through it. And we also do the cemetery. We help you. We help you with getting prepared with the cemetery and what it's going to cost to cremate your body and get you prepared.
Yeah,
for
a lot of times you'll go to a funeral home, and they're all above board, I'm sure. But they're there also that they have certain prices, and there's certain things you need to have done or not have done. Depends. Anywhere from cremation to do you want the, you know, them to prepare the body with I don't know if they use formaldehyde anymore, but you know, preserve and all that, or do you just want the cremation, and that's one price, and those kind of things. But there's people there that will help you with that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And our office is at 1855 Shasta Street, and it's walk-in only, no appointment necessary. And our phone number is 530-225-5616.
They do a great job.
Thank you.
And also they have pastries and coffee.
We do, every morning.
Every morning, okay. Hey, Celestina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow Mike DeQuisto is going to be on, Reading City Councilman. He voted against the Festival of Lights, and let's find out why he did that. And what was the reason, you know, what's the reason behind it? You know, why do we spend $500,000 out of our TOT funds for the Festival of Lights? Well, we heard one side earlier this week, and now we're going to hear the other side as usual. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.